96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. He was the council member for D.C.'s Ward 7 east of the river. He was elected mayor, then lost to current Mayor Muriel Bowser. And after defeating Councilmember Yvette Alexander last year, Vincent Gray is back in Ward 7 and on the new D.C. Council. We're talking to him tonight about politics, his ward, and D.C.'s future. If you have a question for Ward 7 Councilmember here in the District of Columbia, Vincent Gray, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldTFisher or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Councilmember Gray, nice to see you again. Happy New Year. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Harold. How are you?
Good. I'm doing just fine. What is it like for you to be back in your own ward representing it? Certainly, you never went anywhere.
Right.
But you're back on the council after being mayor. What's that like?
Well, it's really fun. You know, as you indicated, I represented Ward 7 for 2 years before I became the chairman of the council. And there were a number of things that we started then that we'll have an opportunity to continue to work on at this point. So I've been in politics not a really long time, given the number of positions that I've had. Ward 7, then chairman of the council, and then mayor. And really, I never completely disconnected, even after serving as mayor, because this campaign that I ran for Ward 7 lasted the better part of a year, which means that we started soon after I'd been out for only a year. So really, it is fun to be back. It's fun to be able to work again with some of the people who I worked with in the mayor's office. And it's really been energizing to be so well received by the people of Ward 7, also Harold.
That last point that you made was borne out in a Washington Post article that was just published. It says that it's like being at the deli at the Safeway. You got to take a number to talk to you. But it also talks about your relationship or lack thereof with Mayor Bowser. How would you characterize your relationship with the mayor?
Well, I don't think we have a close relationship, but those who characterize it as no relationship, I wouldn't characterize it that way either, because it's important that, you know, someone who is representing a ward be able to work with the mayor. And I've indicated all along that I want to be able to do that. You know, in some respects, you're like an umpire. You know, you call balls and strikes. Some things you call a ball, some things you call a strike, but you try to do it as fairly as you possibly can. So, you know, I've indicated any number of times that those things that we agree on, policy issues that we agree on, I'm readily happy to work with her to be able to achieve a desired outcome. On those things where we don't see eye to eye, then I intend to be a vigorous advocate for the people who I represent, the people of Ward 7. And I don't think that should be unexpected of somebody who's representing one of our 8 wards in the District of Columbia.
Well, your relationship with the mayor certainly was, to speak lightly, tense during your campaign for, you know, reelection when you were defeated. Have you two been able to bury the hatchet? Have you had any conversations with her since returning to the council?
Yes, I've talked to the mayor even in the aftermath of the primary. I talked with her. I even met with her between the primary and the general election. And, as you know, the phones work both ways. You know, if I want to talk with her, I should pick up the phone and call her. And she has done the same thing with me. There are lots of people who would like to see this be a contentious, you know, relationship, and not the least of which, frankly, is the media, because it makes for good, you know, news to talk about situations like that. But I assume both of us are focused on what is good for and what will promote the improvement, continuing growth and development of our great city.
And well, in defense of the media, or at least this operation, and as a native Washingtonian, I would hope that everybody would be able to get along, and so that decisions on the council and in the administration can be made for the good of the city and the people here. And so certainly, I personally have no interest in seeing any fights between you, the mayor, or any of the other elected officials here in this city. But with that said, let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking to D.C.'s Ward 7 council member, Vincent Gray. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. We are taking all phone calls tonight. Let's talk to Marcia, calling from Northeast D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. It's Marcia.
Thank you so much.
Just want to know, Councilman, what's going to happen to Skyline at East Capitol since Walmart put out, and do you anticipate any development coming to the ward?
Well, absolutely. First of all, Skyland is actually at Good Hope Road, Naylor Road, Alabama Avenue, right, that intersection. The East Capitol Street site you mentioned is another site that was slated for development when Walmart was supposed to go, and Walmart walked out on us. I don't know how to put it any more bluntly than that. Completely unexpected. Just about a year ago, they pulled out of the District of Columbia. And what hopefully will happen, I'll be working hard to try to make happen, is the continued development of the Skyland site. We don't have an anchor for that yet. The city does not have an anchor for the East Capitol's Capitol Gateway site either at this point. The Skyland site will, however, will be moving forward with some of the construction. A lot of people don't remember or didn't recognize, didn't note it in the first place, that there are 470 units of housing that are to be developed at Skyland. And that construction will get underway this spring with the developer, Chris Smith, and Gary Rappaport, the two of them working together. I don't know whether a contract has been selected or not for that. If one rides by there, you'll see activity taking place at the site across the east end of the site, if you will, northeast end. The continuing challenge remains, and that is to replace the commitment that Walmart made in the first place, and that is to develop a large store there, which, as I noted earlier, you noted, they pulled out. So that's a challenge that's before us, and I certainly will be working hard to try to identify an entity that we can bring in there that will satisfy the needs of the people in Ward 7 and 8, because Skyland is right at the border of where 7 and 8 meet. And frankly, in Ward 7, you have only two grocery stores, two Safeways, one that's in Good Hope Marketplace, which is across from Skyland, and then you have another one in the East River Park Shopping Center, which was recently sold to the Cedar Realty Trust. And then in Ward 8, you have Giant, which is further down Alabama Avenue. Simply put, we don't have enough amenities right now to meet the needs of the people who live in both Ward 7 and 8. So we've got a lot of work to do.
Marcia, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking with D.C.'s Ward 7 council member, Vincent Gray, the former mayor. If you have a comment or question, give him a call so that we can get your point out. Let's talk to Shelby. Shelby, you're calling from Laurel. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I'd just like to ask Vincent Gray, does he see a parallel with the national election for presidency with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump?
A parallel?
A parallel between...
Yes, as far as the manipulation, the not winning because of certain things such as transportation not up, also with certain people influencing the election.
But Shelby, if I may, are you talking about that election and the D.C. election?
I'm talking about the parallel in which Vincent Gray lost the election, not because he didn't have the merit, but because of outside influences, such as one person doing things that caused him election. There were various things.
Well,
that
Shelby, let me see if the council member can address your question, and maybe I can clarify. I guess she's asking about the comparison between what happened during this presidential election and what happened when you were running for re-election.
Right. Yeah, I think there is a relationship, and I was asked by the Washington Post, which I accepted that opportunity to write an op-ed piece that appeared on November 6th. It actually appeared for the first time online that previous Wednesday. The Chicago Tribune picked it up the following day on that Thursday. And then that Sunday, the Post ran it in the print version of the newspaper. And essentially what they asked me to do was to address the question of how I felt about what I would call the interference in my election by the U.S. Attorney's Office, which, of course, is a part of the Justice Department. And then you had the same situation that occurred with Hillary Clinton. At the time I did the piece, the election had not even occurred. The presidential election had not even occurred. But there's no question in my mind that my election was inappropriately influenced. The outcome was influenced by what the U.S. attorney did. And that was he called a press conference just days before early voting was supposed to start. Every poll that had been done, Shelby and Harold, had demonstrated that we were anywhere from 6 to 13 points up in that election. And once he did that press conference and implied, you know, very strong indications that I was going to be charged with something, the bottom just dropped out at that stage. People didn't show up to vote. It was one of the lowest turnouts we've ever had in a Democratic primary for mayor in the District of Columbia. And I can cite three wards. I can cite wards 5, 7, and 8, where the turnout by comparison to 2010, 4 years prior to that, was hugely down. We had just in those three wards, we had 21,000 fewer voters who showed up for the election in 14 than showed up in 2010. The parallel is, the relationship is, it looks like the same kind of thing happened to Hillary Clinton. And I posed that as a possibility in the piece that I wrote. The reality is that Hillary Clinton lost the election. The FBI director, Comey, who opened up that whole email issue all over again and then came back 10 or 11 days later, I think it was, and said, well, we've looked at the emails and there's nothing there. But how many people were influenced by that? We'll never know the exact answer. How many people already had voted in early voting and cast their vote on the assumption that something was going to happen to Hillary Clinton? So there is a very strong parallel between what happened to Hillary Clinton in this presidential election and what happened to me in the mayoral election in 2014.
Shelby, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking to D.C.'s Ward 7 Council Member Vincent Gray, the former mayor. I need to take a break, but if you're on the phone lines, please stay with us. That includes Charles in Northeast, Ronnie in Maryland, and another Charles calling from Northwest. We will continue to take phone calls even after 7:30. If you can't get through, please keep trying. Again, the number is 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Lots of questions for Ward 7 Council Member Vincent Gray from you and from me. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We'll be back in just a moment. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.